Carlisle. Living only a few kilometers north and east of Carlisle, Millicent Irwin has enjoyed a long and healthy life. She lives with her daughter Christy and loves to reminisce about how farming has been an integral part of her family. Millicent's grandparents, the Hindmarks, emigrated from Newcastle, England, in 1882 with their five children. They moved to Canada, and, after traveling to Brandon by train, settled north of Manor before the local train tracks there were built. They homesteaded north of Manor on what is now the home quarter of Dennis and Michelle Corrigan. Their family eventually grew to 14 children. Millicent's father Frank was one of them, and he owned a farm a few miles from the original family homestead. Millicent was born in 1924. Gibson Irwin traveled from Ontario to Saskatchewan in the early 1950s, where he found work with local farmers. He met Millicent while he was buying feed oats from her father. In 1951, Millicent graduated from nursing school in Winnipeg as a practical licensed nurse. She married Gibson in 1952. They had two daughters, Christy, who was born in 1956, and Anne, born in 1958. Millicent has five grandchildren and six great-grandchildren. Gibson passed away in 1999. The Irwins were not large farmers and only owned a section of land. The land, along with their beef cattle, had to be sold in 1966 when Gibson had heart problems. Several years later, when his health improved, they were able to purchase the three quarters of land where Millicent still resides today. Dairy cows were also purchased, and improving health allowed them to expand the herd to 45 Holsteins, which they milked for over 20 years. Leonard Big Eagle of White Bear was the contractor who built them their farm residence. Like many farmers in the 50s and 60s, the Irwins also had chickens and hogs. In their later years, they operated a large market garden that was known for miles around, and they had many loyal customers. "I have had a whale of a life," said Millicent. "Gibson and I loved old-time dancing, and we went to every dance we could. I was very involved with the UCW, United Church Women, and loved to sing in the choir. I loved knitting, sewing, and embroidery, and made many of my own dresses. I still like helping out with the garden." Another large part of Millicent's life revolved around her daughters and their registered purebred dogs. Both Christy and Anne won numerous awards and recognitions at dog shows in North America. Christy's breed was purebred American Cocker Spaniels, while Anne's was purebred Shetland Sheepdogs. The family traveled together to many of these events. Daughter Christy lives on the farm and tends to her mother. She privately tutors an autistic student from Fort Qu'Appelle using Zoom. Anne passed away tragically in a fire 5 years ago. Though not as nimble as she used to be, Millicent still gets around the house rather effortlessly. She is in excellent health for a woman her age. Millicent still sees well, and her hearing is fine. Up until this spring, she only took vitamin pills and blood thinners. Millicent has enjoyed a great life and has seen many changes over the years. She enjoys her grandchildren and great-grandchildren, and of course they never seem to visit her enough. Her home is warm, inviting, and always open to visitors. "It's been a great life," Millicent added. "I don't want to ever leave the farm."